From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The COPEC Planning Board has approved site plans for Salvatore Caccino's newest building projects. Following a review process that lasted 3 years, the board this month voted 4-1 with 2 members absent to allow Caccino's plan for a modified expansion of the agricultural operation on his 300-acre property to move forward. However, over the years that Caccino awaited board action, he went ahead with the excavation of the multiple acres, the installation of a network of stone walls, as well as the construction of a 15,000-square-foot greenhouse. As a result, the town issued a stop work order in April. Caccino, 80, of Larchmont, Westchester County, has spent the past 22 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at his property, which he calls Copec Valley Farm, along the east side of Route 22. New construction proposed by Caccino included the construction of a 24,900-square-foot barn for the care and management of cows and sheep and storage of feed and supplies, a 15,000-square-foot greenhouse for the year-round production of retail crops such as annuals, herbs, small shrubs, and hydroponic plants such as tomatoes, and 4 overhangs, which are 20 to 50 feet extensions off the top of an existing exterior wall to provide moderate protection from the elements for feed and equipment. The board voted to approve Caccino's master plan subject to the relabeling of the current storage and equipment garage to a barn. The reduction of the barn from 24,900 feet to 12,500 square feet and removal of the large compost grinder, which is not part of the farm operation, and any other non-farm related equipment from the property. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation Friday, November 13th, announced its intention to purchase the former Hudson Community Theater building at 620 Columbia Street on the city's north side. The 16,665-square-foot Greek Revival brick building is listed for $990,000 by Halsted Hudson Valley. In 2012, the current owner, performance artist Mariana Abramovic, purchased the building and announced her intention to open a $15 million arts institute in the space. Eventually, the cost of the proposal grew to as much as $31 million, and Abramovic abandoned the idea and the building in 2017. The building has remained vacant for years. Galvin offered few details about its plan, only to say the foundation will utilize the structure as a gateway to its Depot District initiative, a mixed-use commercial and residential development currently in the planning phase. Galvin said in a statement, and I quote, "We expect to complete the transaction in January 2021, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. New York's Chief Administrative Judge Lawrence K. Marks, November 13th, ordered all new jury trials suspended statewide as COVID-19 is surging in many communities. Marks' decision was sent to judges in an email. The order will also suspend new grand juries from impaneling. Trials currently underway and grand juries already impaneled may continue, Marks said. Court shutdown comes just 1 week after criminal jury trials resumed in New York City. One of those trials was adjourned when several employees at a Bronx courthouse tested positive for COVID-19. An untold number of people remain in jail awaiting trial, according to criminal defense attorneys. The state court system was previously shut down in March. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.